So what we're going to do is we're going to go to look at the Gemara and the Mishnah, the Gemara and Brachas, okay? Because in order to understand whether it was bothered by the proof from Sukkah to the case by Kriyashma, so proof in the Misaf's Brachas. So in order to do that, I think we have to get familiar with the case of the Gemara. Okay? So the Mishnah is Yeram and Vez and Brachas. It says, V'shama yom ba'er kol b'myach l'viyakra. So at night you have to lay down and read, and then during the day you have to stand up and read. Okay, because it's a b'shachof k'mecha. V'yisilvom kolod m'kor k'darko. Really, you should do k'darko. Shnemar ot k'vaderach. Really, you're supposed to do k'darko. You're not supposed to especially sit down or especially stand up. So lay down or stand up. It's k'darko. Whatever k'darko. Right? Because it's left k'vaderach. It's going any way. So it means in your normal goings. Should read Kriyas Shema in a normal manner. That's a good point. It does say B'shachol Kamecha implies it's when you're laying down and you're standing up. Doesn't have B'shachol Shnei L'shachol B'shachol Shnei L'mal. So it means that the timing is the time of Shchiva and the time of Kimah. Okay? So the morning and the evening. Okay, but not that you actually have to do it in that position. Okay? Fine. So that's Machav. Okay? So it says, Omar, Rabbi Tarfon. Tarfon says, Aniya Yisi Babadera. I was coming on the road, Tasi, but just because of Rabbi Shammai, and I leaned to do the Rabbi Shammai. In other words, I guess it was nighttime. So it was nighttime, and he was going on the road. And he leaned, he wanted to be Yotzei the Shita Rabbi Shammai. Okay, so he did this, he leaned, right, he lay down. He said, Kanti Batman, and I listened. And therefore I endangered myself because of the listing. So I guess he was therefore more susceptible to robbers coming and getting him. So you're laying down, they stopping, I guess, or whatever it is. What? So he had to lay down. So I guess to lay down on the ground, they had to get up to the animal, so it was a greater danger. Right? So I'm going to ask the question, why did he do that? I mean, is this Krishma Yagra Yavar? Right? I mean, why is he putting his life in jeopardy for to do Kriya Shema in the manner that Beshamai? I mean, does Shammai hold Ma'akev to do that? I don't think so. I mean, no. It's a good question whether he holds Ma'akev. But even if it is, I mean, I don't think it's Yarugal Yavar, though. And even if he possibly Beshamai, still, what are you doing? You know? Right?
Yeah.
It's interesting. So they said to him, Kedai Yisalachabat. You're right. It was Kedai that you should have been, so to speak, you should have been Chayev Misa. Okay? You brought it on yourself. As if you would have been killed, it would have been, you know, so to speak, your fault. Because you were over the Rebbe. Okay? So, that's the mission. Right? So what's the question? There's a question there. What's the question on that?
Why is that the reason? Why is the Rebbe Sal? It should be,
What?
It should be,
Sekhansifashis, right? You mean anyway? You mean even according to Beshamai? It's that's the first question. I mean, according to us, and if you all like Beshamai, then it would have been Kedaita. Then it would have been okay to put his life in danger because of. I mean, again, we don't say Krishma Yavar.
Also, just because he was over Beshamai, Beshamai was suicide reason.
Right, exactly. I mean, what kind of thing is that? He's saying that if a guy goes like Beshamai instead of Beshil, he's not a Misa. That's pretty severe.
I mean, what about your question about Yehovah Yavar? I mean, that's not the classic case. I mean, he's putting himself in a situation of danger. It's not right. Someone's pointing a gun at him saying,
that's
you have
true,
to...
But, I mean, so is that not okay? So it's based off in danger of to create Kirishma?
I mean, I don't even know if that registers like halakha, though it's like a real, like,
You give an answer. I'm not saying you give an answer, but it's just a question. I mean, it sounds like he's saying Sakanti Vatsvi. And he's saying he put himself in danger. So, I mean, presumably it's Sakana. I'm not saying you can give an answer. Yeah, we have to give an answer. It's on the surface, that's a question. Right? I mean, he's saying if it's not a danger, it's not a danger. That's what I'm talking about. Unless he's saying you're chayv misa, don't do it. You know, you should have died. It's nothing to do with death. It's, you know, I mean, it's sakana or not sakana. Sakana, then it's, you know, then it comes to first. Not. Okay. So and then so right. That's one question. Another question is why you chayv misa? You chayv misa for bringing over a different vessel. I mean, maybe you could argue, yeah, you are, but I mean, it seems pretty harsh. Seems harsh, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you could say, because I mean, who are you? You've been messing up the whole system. We pass him like this, and not Beshamai. So what are you trying to what nerve do you have to, you know, but it just seems that Chaimisa is a little bit harsh, right? So I think the Rambam deals with that, right? The Rambam deals with that all the time. Okay, I mean, it seems like he's dealing with that problem. No? Agreed? Not agreed?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does he say? He says...
Especially in Yano.
Sorry? I'm going to be Tarfim?
No, in...
Okay, so basically the Rambam answers it in the paragraph on page Nunvavim Beis in Brachos. Okay, the Pirshah or in Kapach is on the Mishnah, whatever, it's on this Mishnah. The Mishnah, but the part of Amar Tarfon, I know you used to go over there, if we tell you, look what's clear of Bishah. Okay? Pirshah, Sakanti, Shem, Samti Nafshi B'chapa. If you should lay it in Real Behemta. He put his life in his hands, his palms, and he put his life on the line because he didn't get off his animal, Yashalaratz, and he lay, because he got off his animal, Yashalaratz, Vihita, right, and he laid down. Yaldas Beis Hillel, Yachal Likros Kirish, Mavulich. He could have just done it according to Beis Hillel while he's riding. Well, listen, maybe Shalad Drachon Lagan. So they're the people who take his spoils and the Ganavim on the roads. Kedai Yisilach Batzmecha, Inyan Chiyav Misa, Ayisa. Chayv Misa, Hayisa. Yerneisha Avarta, Ode Rebeis Hillel. It means you're Chayv Misa, because you're over on the Rebeis Hillel. Vim Hayisa Meis, and if you would have died, Hayisa Meschayva, Benafshecha. You would have been Meschayv Benafshecha, whatever that means. You would have brought the Chiv onto yourself. Is that the Gersa of the same in Kabbalah?
Pretty much. Velum Meisa Hayisa Meschayv Benafshecha.
So what's funny? What do you think is funny? Right, it's a funny thing. He's saying Chayv Misa, Chayv Misa, Chayv Misa. He's saying, if you would have died, then you would have been Mishayv and Avshah. I mean, that's not the way Chayv Misa works. I mean, if you're Chayv Misa, you're not Chayv Misa. I mean, you're Chayv Misa and you don't get killed, you're still Chayv Misa. I mean,
when Rabbi Tarfon...
Yeah, Chayv Misa, you don't have to explain to us
when he told them, they just let him live.
Right, so what does he mean? Yeah, so why didn't you say, look, apparently he lived, so apparently he wasn't Chayv Misa. What does that mean? I mean, whether he in fact ends up living or not doesn't affect the fact that he's Chayv Misa. Like, what, if he would have died, then it would have turned out that you're Chayv, but since you didn't die, it turns out you're not Chayv? I mean, what does that mean, if you would have died, then you're Chayv Misa?
And like you said, I mean, it doesn't seem like he's responding to the issue. It's like, it's very harsh to say I got Chayv Misa.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't really help to say that if he dies, then he deserved it, because he deserved dying.
Right, is it just or is it not just? Right, but how does that help? If you would have died, then it turns out it was your fault. I mean, it wasn't your fault. Is this Chayv Misa or not Chayv Misa? If it stays Chayv Misa, then you don't explain anything. If it's not, then what's he helping by giving this whole story? If you would have died, then you, I mean...
Could it mean that?
So I think you have to say, I mean, you have to say that this wasn't real. And Moses was tough in thinking. And that this can't, even if we held like Beshamah, you don't put your life on the line for that kind of thing. But it must, I think you're going to have to say that it wasn't really a situation of, like on Sofashos. I mean, everything has a danger to it. You're driving a car. You can say that's a consequences. So I mean, but there is a degree of sakana involved. But you wouldn't say it's also to do because shmatan lav seichem. See, sakana fashas is it's hard to know where you draw the line in sakana fashas. But apparently there is such a thing as a situation which is really defined as sakana fashas, and you can't do it. And then there's another thing which has a degree of sakana. I mean, everything has a small degree of sakana. Okay, they're different. You know, I mean, it's not intelligent to put yourself in sakana for no reason, but if there's a reason to drive a car, for instance, they drive a car. This is a small danger, you're right. But that's, I mean, there's nothing in life that it doesn't have a danger. So you're going to have to say, it would seem, the fact that he did it is that he held that this wasn't really Sakas and Fashas. All right? Because if he held it was really Sakas and Fashas, you just can't do that. I mean, you can't just say, I want to be Machmir and I'm going to put my life on the line. Okay? So rather, it was a statistical possibility of sakana, and he so to speak, upped the odds of sakana based upon the fact that he did this thing. You know what I mean? Now the question is, apparently, if the halacha were like Beis Shammai, he would have had a right to do that. And if the halacha was like Beis Hillel, then by doing that, he's chayav misa somehow. I mean, we still have a problem, but I'm saying, I think just one step.
Maybe that's a circle.
Yeah. Something like this is, I think it comes down to an understanding of how Hashgacha works. Okay? How does Hashgacha works? Okay, and it's in line with the Shita of the Rambam and all the Rishon. the general trend in the Rishon Ben Hashgacha, which is that that like an onesh. Let's take there's two sides of it, but like let's say an onesh. So an onesh isn't necessarily okay, like so to speak, God, you know, punishes him. But I mean, the greatest onesh is that, so to speak, the removal of the hashgacha. That you're at, if you're at a low level, person who's like a rasha is just he's removed. I mean, there's such a thing as whatever. But the basic idea is the person who's at a low level, he's just involved in the world of chance. Okay, and whatever, so to speak, nature has in his cards is going to happen to him. Whatever hashgacha klal, he's subject to hashgacha klal, to the laws of nature. And if the nature has it that he's going to die somehow, then that's the way it goes. Okay, and a person who's at a high level as hashgacha, okay, a schar or whatever, is that based upon his relationship to God, he partakes of a certain existence which he transcends the so to speak, the laws of nature, and he's in tune to a different existence which, so to speak, the forces of the laws of nature may not affect him, okay, or won't, assuming he's under hashgacha. Okay, so it's not that it's not like a punishment. Again, a punishment it could be not just like an active punishment, so to speak. But that's not the way to think of it is that a person is removed from God, and therefore he's just subject to whatever the laws of nature have for him. Okay, and the schar is the cure of the makom, and thereby a certain protection, so to speak. Okay. Okay, so it could be, with that in mind, it could be that's what it means here. See, so we said, let's say the Beis Shammai was right. Let's say Halacha war like Beis Shammai. Right, the Halacha Beis Shammai. Halacha war like Beis Shammai means you're supposed to lay down for Grishma. So we said, so then apparently, right, we said it's not a real Sakonis Nefashis. The real Sakonis Nefashis could never do it. But apparently he held it's a small percentage of a Sakana. Let's say 1 in 1,000. Whatever, you know. Let's say that's a percentage, you know. 1 in 1,000. So he held that the halacha is like, if he held the halacha is like Beis Shammai, if it were really true that the halacha were like Beis Shammai, and you're supposed to do that, so then if a person were, again, a high-level person, were to be involved in his pursuit of halacha and mitzvahs krishma, were to put himself in a situation where the laws of nature had it, a possibility, an outside shot of him dying, then the hashgacha would see to it. Okay, then, so to speak, it wouldn't be just that he would that 1 in 1,000 chance would take place and he'd die. Hashgacha would, so to speak, allow the odds or the those chance factors would be in line, would fall in line, and he would be protected. It wouldn't be, that's what hashgacha is. It wouldn't be so it would prevent the chances from working out in a way that he would end up being killed. Okay. That's based upon his level. That's the way the hashgacha would work. Is that something would happen that it wouldn't end up turning out that way? But if a person is not, let's say a person not at a level, okay, a person is, or let's say he's doing an activity, right, like the Rambam says. The Rambam says that if a person, even if he's a tzaddik, if he's involved in divrei chol, the moment where he's involved in nonsense. So then he still doesn't have hashgacha, because now he's just a physical being. Okay, so therefore, like that's why, like the mashal, you know, like remember, like I got it with the satan who shook the tree, the, you know, David HaMelech, right, like the Malach was going to get him,
yeah.
But then the Malach went and shook the tree, and then he went to look, and what is that, and then he was outside learning, and then so to speak, the laws of nature took their effect, you know. So this is what Rambam says, that even the greatest tzaddik is only under hashgacha insofar as he's related to God. And so, but if he's involved in some imperfection, or if he's involved in some lower level activity, or he's removed from God, okay, then he's like anyone else. So it could be his saying is that since Rabbi Tarfon was doing like Beis Shammai, which is wrong, I'm not sure, a person shouldn't do that. The halacha is like Beis Hillel, which means when we pound the stone, Chazal paskin like Beis Hillel, or you can paskin like Beis Hillel, you know, you shouldn't go like Beis Shammai, right? And Gemara says, if you go like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, it's like a shota, or, I mean, it's bad. I mean, it's the psak. I mean, psak is psak. The psak is like Beis Hillel, so now he's doing like Beis Shammai, is a mistake. So just saying, it's a chay. He shouldn't be, it's not an appropriate thing to do. That's it. So now that he's doing that, so now he can't say, now the activity is no longer an activity of a perfection, it's just not an activity. He's just doing a meaningless thing, okay, based upon a flaw of his personality. So you can't say that he's, insofar as he's doing this activity, he's going to be zocha to a certain protection of the hashgacha. So therefore, if the laws of nature have it that he ends up dying, okay, again, it doesn't mean he's necessarily going to die, because, again, it doesn't mean that the Bezdin is going to kill you. The Chayiv Misa Bezdin is going to kill you. But it doesn't mean that he's necessarily not. It means he's removed from the Hashgacha. So he's removed from the Hashgacha. Now he's subject to the laws of chance. Now, if the laws of chance have it that they line up in a way that he says that the listim come, then it would have been his fault. It means that there's no Hashgacha. You can't say, why didn't Hashgacha protect me? Because Hashgacha shouldn't protect you, because you're doing something wrong. You know what I mean? That's what it means. It's not Chayiv Misa, whatever he's saying. It doesn't mean that it's supposed to be God striking him down. See, if you look at, if your whole idea of Chayiv Misa or of Onesh from Hashem is that, like, God's actively striking you down, you know, then it doesn't make sense, because this action isn't an action which is really to be stricken down. It's not so severe. But if you say that a Chayiv Misa or Onesh from Hashem is a removal of Hashgacha, so then this is a chet, and insofar as it's a chet, it's a removal of Hashgacha. Now you're basically subject to the laws of chance. Now the laws of chance, if they would have had it, that you die, now whose fault is that? And so it means then it's all your fault. Basically, you brought death upon yourself. So in other words, a mistake, this mistake could have been a fatal flaw. So it means if you would have died, it would have been your fatal flaw. You can't say it's, the laws of nature would have, you have no right to, with the laws of nature, if in fact you're doing something good, then the laws of nature wouldn't, Hashgacha would protect you. But insofar as not, then it would have been your fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're up to Gemara. Yidol Aleph and Aleph, Tani Rabbi Chezkel. Okay, Tani Rabbi Chezkel at the dot there. Okay? Then you have two dots, right? Just one line?
Nope, just one.
In this page.
Not often that you have a dot on the
Gemara.
Just one dot. Okay, so Tani Rabbi Chezkel. Asa Kedir Rabbi Shammai Asa. Kedir Rabbi Sol Asa. So if you do like Rishamai, it's good. You did it. You did it, Levi Silas. You did it. Understatement. Right?
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Is there a Rashi on that or no?
No.
No.
Well, is that...
So whatever you did, you do like Rishamai, you did it yourself, it's okay.
Can I actually read it like that?
Yeah.
Well, because it says, Asa Kedivri Rishamai Asa, then it says Kedivri Rishamai Asa. So, meaning if you did Rishamai, you did, I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like a funny statement. I mean, there's no psa.
Right.
I mean, you can do like whatever you want. I mean, that's not the way things work in the halacha. I mean, there's a machlokas. I mean, you can just do whatever you want. So Rav Yosef Amar, Asik Veshama, Asik Lekom. It's not true. Asik Lekom. How can you do like Veshama? And halacha is like Veshama. You can do like Veshama. It's nothing. Okay? And the Tanan. And he says, I'll bring you a proof. Okay? Bring you a proof. And the proof is Mikmar Gemar. I mentioned that. Misha Yerosh Rubu Sukkah, which comes to Chabayis. So if you have a Sukkah Gedola, let's take a big Sukkah, and you sit with your table inside the house, outside of the Sukkah, but you, Rosh Rubu, are inside the Sukkah, so that's the Machlag, Vishayim Posa Mesel Mashira. So Vishayim says no good, Zera. Vishayim says it is good. Okay? No good, Zera. So Amr Lam Vishayim, Maitha Shalcha Zigne Vishayim 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 The story happened to take place, and no one stopped Rabbi Yochanan ben Achornes. So if you really, it's the case that Zikne Beishamai held like you, Beishamai, are maintaining, that it's a problem, that there is such a gezeira, then why didn't anyone stop him? But the implication is that they don't really hold that. Right? So Omar Lahayas, and I'm saying, you don't know what Beishamai really holds. Okay? Omar Laham, Beishamai. What kind of proof is that? They did say that. Kena Yisanoig. Not only did they say anything, they said very emphatically, Kena Yisanoig, look, Yanta Mitzvah Sukkam Yamecha. If you would do it this way, and this is the way you're doing it always, you are never ever Yotzei Mitzvah Sukkam. So what do you see from here? It's trying to prove from here. So you see, what do you mean, look, Yanta Mitzvah Sukkam Yamecha? So apparently Beis Shammai is saying, without getting the particulars, apparently Beis Shammai is saying that if you do like Beis Hillel, Los of Lakom, you don't say, oh, you were Yotze because you did like Beis Hillel. Apparently Beis Shammai holds the Los of Lakom. It's nothing. Okay? Shammai holds lo simul kolam. If you would have done it, holds nothing. And Rashi fills in, what does that have to do with this? Rashi tells you, which I think is pretty, you know, simple pshat. Look, where is it? So just like according to Beis Shammai, if you did like Beis Hillel and sat with the Rosh Aruba, in that case, it's nothing. So too, in the case of Kriyashma, according to Beis Hillel, if you do like Beis Shammai, namely you lie down, it's nothing. That's what I was saying. And that follows. It's just like if you hold like Beis Shammai, then Beis Shammai, just like Beis Shammai will say Beis Hillel is nothing, Beis Hillel will say Beis Shammai is nothing. Yeah, I mean, apparently Rashi is saying, which I think is straight. I mean, the burden of proof is on you to differentiate. But he's saying that if you see that Beis Shammai holds, that if you do like Beis Hillel, it's no good. So seemingly Beis Hillel would also, I mean, that's the machlokas. They each hold their position and no other position. And I mean, it seems to be a universal question. When you argue, are you excluding the other position totally, or is there room for the other position? And you see, Beis Shammai is no room for Beis Hillel. So presumably, Beis Hillel is no room for Beis Shammai. Now, you could try to differentiate, but Rashi is just saying, and this is what's the Rav Yosef's argument. Why should there be a difference? I mean, switch around the names. I mean, it seems to be a universal question. It's not a right. I mean, that just seems to be. I mean, Rav Yechezkel also isn't differentiating between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So I mean, why should? I mean, it's true. It could be that Beis Shammai happened to have a shita that you can never go against us. Beis Hillel was very lenient. I mean, but I mean, that's already making a move. I mean, without making moves. I mean, it's. I think what we're doing here is just get the simplest shot. You know. In the Gemara. I mean,
I only said because I know it's going to come.
That problem is the big problem. I mean, what kind of that's funny, the debate. I mean, this happened and they never said anything. They answered back, no, they did say something.
They did say something. They said that you're always wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a wild thing. And it would be nice if we could answer that. Yeah. It would be nice if we could answer that someday. I mean, hopefully we'll get back to that. But I think that's a later question. And I mean, we don't know anything about the sleep yet, so I don't think we're in a position to start answering that. I mean, that's the thing. It's complicated. We have to just approach this properly. I mean, there are a lot of weird things going on here. But what do you think about this comparison, though? I mean, I think there is a problem, which you're saying, why do you need to differentiate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? But, I mean, I think there's a more direct problem. Forget those. There's a direct problem with this comparison between these two cases.
Why is it lowest?
What does kedarko mean, first of all? I mean, I think that's Rashi says, obikima, obishriva, obishiva, omahalik. Right? So basically, it sounds like it means anyway. Right? Kedarko isn't like a positive, it means whatever you want. Presumably. Question. Because on the surface of the cases, you have to explain it. But, according to, let's say, the Sukkah case. Sukkah case, Beis Shammai says you can't do it like Beis Hillel. It's awesome. It's a gezeira. You're not allowed to sit in a Sukkah like that. Right? So obviously, that's a case where Beis Shammai says you cannot do this, and you then are doing it. Right? So you're directly taking on Shitas Beis Shammai. So that's what it's saying, that if you do that, it's also below klum. Okay, Beis Shammai is very halach, is you can't do this. So it's saying, if you did it, then look out to Mitzvah Mimacha. Okay, lots of below klum. But in the case by Kriyashma, Beis Shammai is the one who's saying you're supposed to do Shach B'cha, you're supposed to lay down, you know? And Beis Hillel is saying, no, you don't have to do that. I mean, it seems to be Beis Shammai is the one who's saying he's giving a restriction, and Beis Hillel is saying you can do whatever you want. Okay, so they're not necessary. So then how do you prove from there that if I happen to do like Beis Shammai, and so to speak, I'm Machmir, that that's the loss of law. I mean, those aren't comparable. So you're saying, so they're suggesting that when Beis Hillel says kedarko, he means that bedafka has to be kedarko. Right? If bedafka has to be kedarko. And that's the only way it could be. You're not allowed to lay down. And if you did it that way, you wouldn't be yotzei. Right? You're not allowed to lay down. You could say that. I know that's the Chaim says or something like that. Right? That's kedarko is a positive thing. It means really, you know. But I mean, I'm not so sure. I mean, Rashi's Pshat Kedarko, I mean, you can say that's what he means. Obikimo, Obishkivo, Obishishivo, Mahalech means. I mean, if that's Kedarko, Kedarko means that he should say something like that, you know, whatever you were beforehand. I mean, what's it to give you all the choice? It seems to be that he's emphasizing that he really doesn't care at all what you do. You know, it's completely arbitrary. It doesn't make any difference. You know? know, it sounds that way. But, I mean, it has to be explained. I mean, if that's the explanation, fine, that's my explanation. I don't say that, but, I mean, on the surface, I mean, that's an answer. But on the surface, the cases aren't the same. You know what I mean? The cases aren't the same because Beis Hillel is seemingly not saying anything. He's just saying you don't have to do it like Beis Shammai. But in the case of Sukkah, Beis Shammai is very halachic. You can't do it like Beis Hillel is doing. So that, of course, is going to be, you know, like it would seem, at least that's a way to wiggle out of the, you know, the proof. That's not a proof. They're not comfortable because of that. You know? Now you say, but if Beis Hillel, so you're saying, yeah, but if Beis Hillel holds, you can do it however you want, so why is he, right? Yeah, but I think that makes sense, because you say, if he said, it means there's really no, doesn't make a difference, any difference how you do Krishna, right? So now why is Rav Tarfon going leaning? He's saying because he doesn't trust Beis Hillel. He thinks maybe Beis Hillel is wrong, maybe Beis Shammai is right. And if Beis Shammai were right, then you should lay down. Because if Beis Hillel is right, then it doesn't make any sense to lay down. Don't put yourself in a sakana, although it's a small chance. For what? It's pointless. So either you're just doing a stupid thing, putting yourself in danger for no reason whatsoever, and then you're not going to shkach if you're doing something stupid, which is just dangerous. Or you're going to say he's doing it because he's considering maybe Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is correct and Beis Hillel is wrong. But that's also a chayp, because then you're denying the reality of psak, of like Beis Hillel. So that, I think, can be explained whether you say kadako, you know, kadako means literally kadako or not.
If Beis Hillel would agree that if you do it like Beis Shammai, it's still okay, then can't you say he's doing an added chumrah so he'd still be under the hashgava?
No, because Beis Hillel says, no, it's not an added chumrah. He'd say it's okay, it's not a chumrah. So it's not a chumrah, he holds it's nothing.
Yeah.
He holds it's wrong. Whereas if you have a psak, once there's a psak, there's a psak. Whereas if a guy did a chumrah like Beis Shammai, like a person would do that nowadays.
Right.
You can't do that, there's nothing. You can't just do a chumrah that's the shas paskin against. It's not a chumrah, it's not a shita. It's that's what we hold, and Beis Shammai might say, it's nothing. And yeah, shita, a chumrah is in the Rishonim. If Machlokes is Rishonim, so there's a Rishonim, holds away, and there's no psak that this Rishonim is right or is wrong. So you can go like Machmir, like a shita. But once there's stimus atamon, that the shas paskin in a certain way, then the other shita is nothing. I never heard anyone who's Machmir like Beis Shammai. Like, well, there's no such thing like that.
They're putting up
no Indian like that.
Two menorahs.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, there's no Indian like that. No one's because that's the idea of psak. That's what psak is. Psak means it's a psak. It's a real psak. Fine, but I think that's I'm just pointing out a question. I mean, I'm not saying you can't. You have an answer. You can just say this kadako thing and you can answer. But I think what we have to do now is forgo. I don't think it was the further Gemara, right? I mean, this is the basic point. Yeah. We could read it, but whatever. Yeah. Okay, so now I think we're ready to do Tosin. Now, I think you should also look. There's this Tosin on Yid Aleph and Aleph on Brachos, which is similar to Tosin. But I think he lays out the problems. In our Tosin in Sukkah, he has two problems. I think we have to figure out. That's our job now. Let's figure out what is bothering him. And he has two questions. And then we have to say, what are his two questions here? He has two questions, and then he gives his answer. But I think it's good to look at, you know, in his question and his answer. His answer, I know. You know, so to see how he words it, because I don't think it's two different answers and the same, but he words it a little differently. So what did he get? Yeah, you compare the Lashonos so you don't say something, you know. I mean, it would seem. You know, so let's look at that, and we have to figure these things out. Okay? And after we do Tosin, we'll do the Rosh. I think we got some time. Okay?